This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness! Benson in traffic. Hit two men on him. He pulled it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6. 5. Here's Arms. They clear out for him. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer! That's the buzzer! It counts! And Versailles dips in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Orange in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. Intercepted by Damaris Wolfe. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly for court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in. The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammie McElnow
Giuliani fires in a bomb, a 24-footer down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rucci.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10, down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line, behind the back pass. Layup, good! Rontaze Roberts! Rontaze Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Whew. Wow! Oh, I think we'll have a game coming up in just a few minutes. Every bit as good as the ending of the one you just heard. We've got Minster and Waterford, girls Division IV state semifinals from here at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. The Minster Wildcats take on Waterford, which is making its fourth straight appearance to the Final Four here in Columbus. A lot of experience on this Waterford team, which will start four seniors. But Chuck, the Minster Wildcats, under second-year head coach Mike Wiss, are performing at peak level right now.
They're playing their best basketball. They made a move at one point, brought Janae Hoeing up. She's a 5'4 freshman. Doesn't sound real intimidating, but the young lady has solidified their backcourt, and that's what they really needed to do. And you're right, they're absolutely playing their best basketball of the season. I think another advantage they have is that they have played a much tougher schedule than Waterford had during the year.
No question. Waterford has rolled over four of its tournament foes by an average of 38 points per victory. Waterford's won 26 in a row. Both teams are called the Wildcats. The Waterford Wildcats lost their opener to Parkersburg, West Virginia, 56-52. Have not been beaten since. Only two games since that point in time. Decided by less than 10 points for Waterford.
Well, we looked at it, and they're averaging like almost 59 points a game and giving up almost like 28. So you have to look and see what kind of competition they played. And I used to live down in that area down there in Athens. The competition Minster played is much better. But if you're playing subpar teams, but you're beating them by an average of 32 a game, you're still a real good basketball team.
Oh, yeah. As I mentioned, Waterford here for the fourth straight time. Won the D4 championship in 2016. Runner-up in 2015 to Fort Loramie. Runner-up 1 year ago last season to Berlin Island after beating Jackson Center on a buzzer beater 37-35 in the state semifinal. Mr. Head Coach Mike Wiss said that, "I know the Waterford club's got a senior-dominated team. I know they've been here before. I'm sure they'll have a chip on their shoulder. They'll want to take the next step and earn state championship number 2 in the last 4 seasons. The Waterford's athletic, featuring the player of the year in the state of Ohio in girls Division 4, Allie Kern, 2 first-team All-State performers, Kern and Megan Ball. But head coach Mike Wiss of Minster said, we are ready for the challenge. We're up to it. We are at our best right now. And indeed, as Chuck noted, Minster has faced a bunch of tough opponents en route to a 24-3 campaign, beating Elyria Catholic, or I should say playing Elyria Catholic, losing by 3 in the Berlin Highland Classic in the country, beating Tri-Village when Tri-Village was ranked, beating Bellevue when Bellevue was ranked, and those contests don't include playing in the Midwest Athletic Conference against the likes of New Bremen, Versailles, and Fort Recovery, who were all state-ranked during the year, too.
Well, I mean, going into NCAA speak, their only real bad loss was to Anna because of when they lost to them. Anna became a pretty good basketball team later, but they lost to Versailles, who was here playing for a Division III championship. They lost to Elyria Catholic, who's here playing for a Division III state championship. Those are two pretty good losses.
And Mike added, we pride ourselves on the fact that our schedule prepares us for what we are about to see here in the state semifinal, 26-1 Waterford.
Well, absolutely. And that, when Anna was real strong with Jack Billing, they did the same thing. They scheduled up. Fort Loramie schedules up, Versailles schedules up, and that's what you do. So Minster has done the right thing, played tough competition. It doesn't matter if you go 29-0 if you don't get the big trophy at the end.
Exactly. We'll hear from head coach Mike Wiss in just a moment. The winner of this game comes back at 10:45 on Saturday morning to meet Ottoville for the state championship. Ottoville, which lost at Minster during the regular season by a point, easily defeated Buckeye Central 44-25 in our earlier Division IV girls state semifinal game. So it's Ottoville against Minster or Waterford on Saturday morning. Hopefully the Minster Wildcats prevail and we return with the state championship game on Saturday morning. Webcast time would be at about 10:30 in advance of that 10:45 tip. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South Havana, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Gratitude as well to these additional underwriting sponsors: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? That's Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. So many thanks to the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, shout outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thanks to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze, and to Doug Borchers and all the staff and associates at Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Tell Jolene Renderly you heard about the Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Congratulations to Carl Arns at Brookins in Fort Loramie, the new owner-manager. Same fine menu, same great faint menu, just a little bit, made a few other changes. You'll love Brookins. No good eating place quite like it. 12 years of terrific service turned in by Dale and Joyce Barhorst at Brookins. They've now turned over the reins to Carl Arns. Brookins for roasted chicken and Brookins burgers, outstanding pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday night, plus a whole lot more. No place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Well, Mike Wiss is the longtime member of the girls' coaching staff at Minster High School, a former JV coach for a number of years, last 2 years as the head man of the varsity girls program. And he said to me yesterday, don't be surprised if we put a smaller, quicker player like Ivy Wolf on Allie Kern. We need points from the inside. Courtney Pringer, Taylor Kogi, and Paige Toby have got to produce 25 to 30 points between them. And he added, we've got to rebound like crazed dogs. Coach Mike Wiss said, we are playing our best. We're at our peak right now.
This is when you want to play your best at the end of the year. And, you know, only 4 teams get to play the third weekend in March. And yeah, we're fortunate right now to be one of those. You know, like I've stated, we have had really nice guard play. And we have our posts in the middle in Taylor and Courtney, and with Paige Toby coming off the bench. And we have that height in the middle.
Sure.
And that height, part of that, we only gave Fort Laramie two offensive rebounds last Saturday night, and Laramie is fantastic on the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then introducing Janae Hoying into the mix in mid to late January and slowly starting to work her in with her ball handling a little bit and her shooting. Sometimes takes a little pressure off Ivy, a little bit of pressure off Allie Fisher to have an extra guard on the floor. And you see it sometimes. We have Ivy, Janae, and Allie all on the floor at the same time.
Yep, yep.
And it's hard to say, but your 5'8 freshman Ivy Wolf is the tallest of the three. But, no, I'm hoping that it's a long season. It's grueling. You got to get through some injuries. But I'm hoping we're at the right spot at the right time.
Your two-loss week to Versailles and Anna, a turning point in some respects.
Absolutely. That was about the time that we started in putting Janae in. But also a little bit of role responsibility, role development.
Sure.
Who's who? What do I do best? What do you do best? Where do you need the ball and at what time?
Mm-hmm.
Taking the right shots. And, you know, that's all part of the growth of a team. And we've seen it before in baseball. And now I've developed it or learned of it through Nan in girls basketball for the 20 years I've been with her. And now it's kind of my job in the head coaching spot.
Yeah.
But it was a good week. It was probably one of our best weeks after our toughest weekend.
Yeah. At the regional tournament, a fine performance against Tri-Village. I think you showed your well-roundedness. Taylor Kogi didn't play. Courtney Pringer had 3 points. You won by 14.
Yeah. A lot of that goes to Tri-Village is a young team. They're going to be in that game for several years to come. That goes to Minster having a hand in the face of shooters.
Sure.
And when you take the shot away, they're going to put the ball on the floor. And our rotation, our rebounding on the backside was phenomenal in that game. We've had several games that after the game's over, that might have been one of our best defensive performance. And we're going to need another one because this group here likes to put their threes up, and if you take it away, they're going to go to the hole hard.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Hey, your defensive pressure against Fort Laramie, you need against Waterford, as you just alluded. You forced Fort Laramie into 33 turnovers.
Yeah. And a lot of that isn't because Laramie's bad ball handlers. A lot of that is because fatigue set in.
Sure.
And that's something that we do every day. We do our drills. We get up and down the floor, and we work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of team we are. So we're not going to change that at the start of this game. They're shooters. They put them up. We're going to attempt to run them, get their legs tired, and then make them one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it can work for you, it can work against you, but here over the past month and a half, it's done very well for us.
Mike Wiss, head coach of Minster, heading into today's game against Waterford, a specific strategy for Megan Ball, Allie Kern, two first-team All-State players, Division IV.
First and foremost, our job is to not allow them to get their feet set.
Mm-hmm.
We've been successful with that here lately against the good shooters from Laramie and Tri-Village and Bremen and Fort Recovery. Not allow them to get their feet set. Second of all, and might even be number one as the day goes, keep them in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
As they put the ball on the floor, they want to get you on their hip or get a step ahead of you. We're not allowed to extend our knees up to get straight-legged. We got to stay down. And I ask them always stay down with your knees and have one hand in the air. That one hand in the air makes you 2 feet taller just because you got it up.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes to a, you know, but again, they're 5'10", 5'11", senior athletes that are going to college. Maybe that doesn't affect their shot, and we have to make an adjustment. But keep them in front. Don't let their feet get set. And we have to rebound like a bunch of crazed dogs because they crash the glass hard.
Minster Wildcats head coach Mike Wiss talking about his approach to the game today against Waterford. His club is ready. It's going to be a chore defending the likes of Allie Kern and Megan Ball, Chuck, averaging about 30 points a game between them. The two teams shoot three-pointers at about a 30% clip. Both teams turn it over about a dozen times. Minster, a slightly better free-throw shooting team. We'll see how Minster lines up defensively here at the start of the game. It'll be a work in progress for both clubs, I'm sure. Head coach Mike Wiss will make adjustments. But Waterford can be beaten. It's clearly a weaker regional that Waterford plays in, a softer schedule. No question about that, as we pointed out. Minster on a 10-game winning streak after the two regional victories. The Minster Wildcats now 24-3. Waterford has reeled off 26 wins in a row.
I think it's going to be a heck of a basketball game. I agree with Coach Wiss. Defense is going to be the key in this thing. If they allow Ball and Kern to go crazy, they're in a lot of trouble. If they allow them to beat them on the boards offensively, they're in a lot of trouble. But I also think Waterford could be in trouble if they don't handle Kogi and Pringer on the inside.
Oh, no question. Beyond the halfway point of the regular season, Courtney Pringer for Minster played extremely well down the stretch in the fourth quarter and manhandled Ottoville. Minster won that game by a point. Ottoville is already in the state championship game at 10:45 on Saturday morning against the winner of this game. We know Minster is so very capable. The adjustments made by the Wildcats coaching staff after the two-loss week, in which setbacks were inflicted on Minster by Versailles and Anna, have made a significant difference in this team. It's now better balanced all over the floor with a volume of young ladies who can handle the ball and shoot the three out front. That should make the likes of Pringer, Kogi, and Toby even better on the interior.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've gotten the younger players that are getting more playing time are getting more confidence. And this game is going to have a lot to do with confidence. And I guess we are going to have the second national anthem of the day.
Should
we are a patriotic tournament, I'll tell you that.
A good crowd on hand here. We look across the way at the Minster throng. Plenty of orange and black representing Wildcats country in southern Auglaize County. We've got starting lineups in the opening tip in just a couple of minutes. Minster, Waterford, the Wildcats go at each other on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The Minster Wildcats have been working toward a state Final Four berth the last few seasons. It was 2010 when Minster was last year in the state semifinals, lost a heartbreaker after leading by 7 or 8 points early in the fourth period in that game. But Minster has returned for the first time since then. Minster lost in regional contests the last 2 years to the likes of Fort Loramie and Jackson Center. The Wildcats captured the regional championship this season with a victory over Fort Loramie last Saturday. As we noted last year, this Waterford team was beaten in the state semifinal by Jackson Center, which defeated Minster 1 year ago in the regional championship game. And the Jackson Center Tigers played well, took Waterford to the very end. It was a field goal by Haley Duff of Waterford at the buzzer, which beat Jackson Center 37-35. The two all-staters this year for Waterford, Allie Kern and Megan Ball, were limited to 21 points between them, several points below the per-game average by Jackson Center 1 year ago. But Allie Kern nailed 4 of 8 three-pointers in that game. She's the young lady to watch from the arc. She shoots it at better than 40%. Cassie Meyer in that game a season ago had 10 points to pace the Tigers.
And now let's meet the non-starters.
Waterford wearing the home white, green numerals, some black trim. Minster Wildcats in the away black, orange numbers outlined in white. Waterford wears the white sneakers. Minster wears the black sneakers. It's a case of a lot of experience on this floor for Waterford, Chuck. Four senior starters. Fourth trip in 4 seasons here to the state Final Four for the Waterford Wildcats. As I mentioned, the Minster not here in 8 years, but the Minster Wildcats have got the talent. They played the schedule. They're Wauglase County, the Midwest Athletic Conference, can get it done here today. There's no question about it. Having already beaten Ottoville in the regular season, Ottoville awaits the winner of this game in the state championship contest at a quarter till 11 on Saturday morning.
Well, Waterford looked really good to me. Ottoville looked really good to me. I think an advantage that Waterford has is this is their fourth straight time. They've been on this floor, they've been in this atmosphere, and they've also lost twice here.
Yep.
So they don't want to come out of here. They don't want to be the Minnesota Vikings of the state tournament.
Yep.
They want to at least come out of here. And I guarantee you they talked about that this week.
In fact, head coach Mike Wiss is very aware of that attitude that Waterford may have. He said, I quote, they've got a chip on their shoulder.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, this should be an outstanding contest. Fans filling in. Great crowd on hand for this Division IV state semifinal. Don't forget, we've got a 6 o'clock tip-off later today, 5:45 webcast time for Versailles Elyria Catholic in the girls' Division III state championship, or I should say state semifinal game. A pair of state semifinals in D3 coming up later. We'll carry the first contest at 6, not the second one at 8, but we've got Versailles Elyria Catholic tip-off at 6. That one follows this game. When this contest concludes and we wrap up, we'll go offline or so for about, Chuck, maybe as much as 45 minutes.
45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
It depends on how quickly this one goes.
Between Division 4 and Division 3 sessions. Then we'll return at about 5:45 with our pregame open before the start of Versailles Elyria Catholic. Starting lineups about set to be introduced. The Minster Wildcats will open as follows. Ivy Wolf, 5'8 freshman, 10 points a game. Boy, she's really come along strong as the season has progressed. She is at the very peak of her game for sure, having performed extremely capably in the regional tournament. Now the first Waterford starter comes out, 5'7 junior Rachel Adams. Averaging 10 points a game, a young lady that head coach Mike Wiss fears because she makes things happen for Megan Ball and Allie Kern. She gets down inside the teeth of defenses and feeds the two big scores. Courtney Pringer on the inside for Minster. 12 points, 7 rebounds, 6'2 junior. Courtney Pringer. Hannah Duff at a guard spot for Waterford. 5'4 senior, averaging 4 points a game. And now out comes Damaris Wolf, 5'9 junior for Minster, 8 points per contest. Waterford's starting forward being introduced, Megan Ball, 5 feet, 11 inches tall. She's a senior, 14 and a half points a game, 6 rebounds per contest. Allie Fisher coming onto the hardwood now for Minster. Allie, a 5'8 senior, 4 points a game. It's critical that Allie, as a 12th grader, leads Minster in the backcourt here in this contest, the state semifinal this afternoon. Now Allie Kern, 5'10 senior, player of the year in the state of Ohio in girls Division IV basketball. 8 rebounds per contest, 15 points. Taylor Kogi introduced now for Minster, 6'2 senior, 7 a game, 5 rebounds. Taylor darn near healed up after suffering a tailbone injury in the tournament. She sat out a couple games at the end of the regular season and in tournament play. But Taylor is back to near full strength. She says if it does ouch a little bit, she'll play right through it. Fifth starter for Waterford has been introduced. It is Haley Duff, 5'7 senior, 5 points a game. Haley starts at a wing spot. Taylor Kogi, such a delightful interview following Minster's regional championship win over Fort Loramie. And as much life as she possessed after that game, Chuck, I was worn out after covering those regional contests. And then talking with Taylor Kogi of Minster, I was revitalized.
She's 17 and you're not. There's the difference.
Well, this Minster team has reinvented itself, recreated itself, reinvigorated itself since that double loss week to Versailles and Anna, and the Wildcats are ready to go for the state semifinal against Waterford this afternoon. Opening tip to start the game is won by Waterford, which moves the basketball from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you imagine things here at the Schottenstein Center at The Ohio State University. With the ball on the arc, it is Megan Ball, cross court to Allie Kern. Deep left corner, Rachel Adams starts a drive, hemmed in, low on the left, and then flips it back out 30 feet away to Kern. Now to Rachel Adams again. Straight on to Taylor Duff. For 35 seconds, Waterford has pitched the ball primarily on the arc, unable to penetrate Minster's tight defense. It's a man-to-man. 30 feet away, it's Ivy Wolf guarding the driver, Megan Ball, into the lane. She threw it up wildly off the backboard, no good. Rebound Minster, quickly down the floor to Kogi. Kogi to the rim, lays it up, partially deflected. It comes off the backboard, doesn't touch the iron. It comes away to Waterford. Here's a long three ball straight away, Hannah Duff. And she airs that one out wide right, didn't touch rim.
Well, let's chalk up the first minute and a half or two nerves, because Taylor Kogi is not going to miss that shot once out. She's going to miss it once out of 10, and I don't think Duff's going to miss the rim that badly again tonight.
Uh-uh. Tension right now being felt. Tension with a capital T. Here's Damaris Wolf, top of the circle for Minster. Now to Taylor Kogi. No score. We played 90 seconds. Baseline drive by Ivy Wolf. Look at her go to work. Shuffles her with the left hand. It rolled off. Stick back, Taylor Kogi. Good! Taylor Kogi. Yanked down the rebound, dropped it in there. 2-0 Minster. Opening couple minutes of play. Waterford with the ball 30 feet out. It's Allie Kern. Hands it off to Hannah Duff. Right side pass to Rachel Adams. She looks for the cutter. Now the ball is delivered to Megan Ball. Interesting assignment for Ivy Wolf. She guards the much taller Ball. Now the ball weaved to Allie Kern, far left side of the floor. It's dealt again to Haley Duff. Minster's defense has thwarted Waterford's attack so far in the first 2 minutes, 20 seconds. Here's a drive into the lane area by Waterford. A bounce pass off the knee of Ivy Wolf, who's got it for Minster. She darts down the floor, pulls up foul line. Goes left corner to Damaris. Into the lane to Courtney Pringer. Pringer 8 feet away. She's doubled. Steal on the play by Waterford. Here's a run out by Allie Kern to the rack. She's fouled. It wouldn't go down, but she's got 2 free ones.
Well, that's what you tell kids. If you're going to foul them on the shot, make sure they do not get the ball up to the rim. And that was a good foul right there because that was just going to be a layup.
Yeah, Minster delivered the ball to Pringer. She was at the elbow. Crowded by two players. That was a steal waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Couple foul shots for Allie Kern for Waterford, which trails 2-0. Free throw long, hit the back brace.
Well, their big three shoot their free throws in the 70s, so that's a rare miss.
5:29 left in the first. 2-0 lead, Minster. Second foul shot, Kern on the way, got it. Here is pressure in backcourt applied by Rachel Adams and Haley Duff for Waterford. Ivy Wolf brings it down the floor to Damaris. Damaris head of the key, goes to Ivy, 30 feet out. Ivy's got the ball, looks on the interior, goes opposite to Fisher in the left corner. Foul line to Pringer. She barges down the lane to the rim. It rolled off, no good. She was undercut as she tried to put it through there. Rachel Adams definitely committed the personal. Boy, I like that offensive set. Get the ball to Pringer at the foul line. Clear out a little bit for her. She's got a big, long first step. She's tough to guard. Couple free throws for Courtney. And she pours it up and through. 3-1 Minster, 5:12 left opening quarter. Second shot by Pringer. 1-2-3 dribbles. Dips the knees. Puts it up and in again. Good start for the Minster Wildcats at the foul stripe. 4-1 Minster. Dribbling on the left side of the floor. It's ball. Left corner, Adams. Adams throws opposite, deflected by Damaris Wolf, out of bounds. 5:03 left opening quarter. Minster 4, Waterford 1.
Good start by the Wildcats, the Minster Wildcats, yep. On defense in the first few minutes there.
Baseline right of the basket, Haley Duff flips it in play. Then she gets it back. Ball rotated out on top by Hannah Duff. Being trailed by Allie Fisher. Ball dealt 30 feet out to Rachel Adams. Coming out to catch is Hannah Duff. They look inside for Ball and Kearns. They're tied up. Minster doing a sterling defensive job here at the outset. Here's Allie Kearns outside the arc on the left. Wants to drive. Can't do it. Must give the ball up. Penetrating Rachel Adams. Swiped on the play. Courtney Pringer got a long arm in there and raked it free. Here's a long lob down the floor. Too far intended on the play. For a Wildcat player in off the bench, Jessica Falk, who was streaking toward the baseline at the other end, couldn't collect the football pass. It went out of bounds to Waterford. 4-1 Minster. We played 3.5 in the opening quarter. And already, Chuck, the Minster Wildcats averaging nearly 60 per game on the year, getting a taste of high-quality defense. Here's a loose ball at midcourt, picked off on the play by Waterford. And then Waterford darts down the court. Megan Ball through traffic, dropped it in right in front, got the bounce off the ring, but she ran over a Minster player, wiped the goal off the board.
Great job by Damaris Wolf to get herself set in the lane and took the charge. It takes guts to take a charge, especially when somebody's going as hard as she was.
And perhaps more importantly, Chuck, than the points coming off, it's one big personal foul on one of the two stars for Waterford. Megan Ball picks it up, 4:14 to go here in the first period. Waterford still scoreless from the field in this game.
Correction, Waterford substitution. Emily Kern replaces Hannah Duff.
Emily Kern for Hannah Duff for Waterford, a 5'6 junior, in for a 5'4 senior. Here is three-quarter court pressure by Waterford. Ball inbounded in backcourt to Taylor Kogi. Throws it to midcourt, shaken loose by Waterford. Emily Kern's got it. Three-point shot, Waterford, yes! Allie Kern buried a long one, scattered floor. Minster didn't get a hand in front of her face in time, and Kern drained it. We're tied at 4. Kogi foul line, left corner Falk, shoots for Minster. Swish, a three ball. How about that? Jessica Falk, instant lightning off the bench.
Right back at you.
7-4, Minster, 3:30 left here in the opening quarter. Here's a drive, a Waterford down the lane, all the way to the rim. Great play by Kern, in and out on the shot. Foul, though, Minster. Wildcats did not get there in time. Janae Hoying in off the bench for Minster, 5'4 freshman, picked up the personal. Kern at the stripe for Waterford, which is down 7-4. High arching free throw, dead center. Both teams shoot fouls right around 70%. Minster part of a percentage point better than Waterford, which gets two free ones in here from Allie Kern. Neither shot hit the rim, and it's 7-6. Minster by a point. Hoying in backcourt, working against the junior, Rachel Adams. Janae, a freshman, deals the ball 30 feet away to Ivy Wolf. Goes near side to Hoying. They look inside for Kendra Thien, who's in now, 5'9 senior. Head coach Mike Wiss making sure a lot of these ladies for Minster get their feet wet early. Foul line extended left at Steen. She goes cross court, dangerous pass. It is broken up by Waterford, deflected. Ivy Wolf almost got it back, and then it's recovered by Rachel Adams of Waterford. Down the floor to Haley Duff. 7-6 Minster. Waterford has led by a point, 1-0. Here's a drive, middle of the floor, all the way to the rack. Emily Kern shot it off the backboard to the left, didn't catch iron. Good defense by Pringer. Long rebound, Minster down the floor. Kogi catches near the rim and lays it through. Taylor Kogi in a foot race beat everybody from Waterford to the basket. 9-6 Minster, 2:25 left to go here in the first quarter. And Waterford being hounded in the timeline. Emily Kern turns it over.
She's a junior. She's come in. I think she's got the jitters that the other starters had at the beginning of the game. That's two straight turnovers on her.
2:25 to go, opening quarter. Minster in front, 9-6. Waterford rarely trails in the first quarter of games. In fact, has only been behind twice in the first 8 minutes all year long. Outside the arc on the left, it's Fisher. Fisher gives it up to Falk. Here's a three-point shot. Damaris Wolf, rim, backboard, no good, came off. Yanked down on the play by Allie Kern of Waterford. She veers up the left side of the floor. Gets rid of the ball to Emily Kern, who jacks up a long two-pointer, barely caught iron. Rebound off the floor into the hands of Damaris Wolf of Minster. 1:53 left here in the first quarter. 9-6 Minster. Janae Hoying 30 feet away to Damaris. Over guarding out front Megan Ball. Damaris on the bounce. Goes right side to Hoying. Minster starting its offense way out on the floor. Hoying starts to drive, picks up the ball. Goes to Pringer, high right. Now at the elbow on the right. Down the lane goes Courtney. Banked it in on the run. Outstanding play by Courtney Pringer. 11-6, Minster by 5. Up the floor for Waterford is Rachel Adams against Allie Fisher, who harasses her. Ball handed off on the play to Kern. Back to Adams, baseline left. She's doubled, puts up a 10-footer, way off the mark, didn't hit the rim. Great defense by Minster. Long throw down the floor to Damaris Wolf. It's too far. Minster's got to settle down. The break opportunities are there, but just shorten up on those lengthy throws.
Well, even if she catches that, she led her into the corner of the floor. She didn't lead her to the basket, so just pull it out, run some clock, and get a good shot.
Yep, agreed. A minute to go, first period. Minster up 5, though, 11-6. Crossover dribble midcourt by Megan Ball of Waterford. She lost the handle. Scooped up on the play by Fisher. Fisher back over the timeline for Minster. Right side to Wolf. Big possession here for the Wildcats, who can stretch the lead to 7 or 8. Fisher foul line down the lane. Hands off to a teammate. Not looking for it, though, is Toby on the inside. And the loose ball is gathered up by Waterford. Up over the timeline, Hannah Duff, 30 seconds to go in the first. 5-point lead, Minster. Out back, Allie Kern. Oh, a good lob pass down inside. Caught by the 5'11 Megan Ball, and she banks one in from 4 feet. Quickly the other way, Minster. And zipping down the floor, blazing a trail. The last 50 feet goes Ivy Wolf. She's clobbered as she goes in for two near the basket. Ball went flying out of her hands. Great hustle by Ivy, who's awarded 2 free ones right here.
Good job of getting the ball up to the rim, so she got the call.
Yes. 11-8 Minster. Ivy Wolf's free throw is in and out. No good. 16 ticks left on the clock, late first quarter. On scores, broadcast.com. Scores S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, which covers Shelby County, all the teams in the SCAL, plus Lehman Catholic Sydney, and right on the periphery are Versailles and Minster, which we cover as well. Second free throw, good by Minster, which is up 4, 12-8, 14 seconds left, opening period. Here is Minster slowing down Waterford in backcourt. Up the left side goes Rachel Adams. On a weave, 30 feet away to Haley Duff. Six to play. Here's Waterford below the basket. Minster fights the ball, three out of bounds. 4.7 to go. Important inbounds defensive play here by Minster. And it looks like that Damaris Wolf will zone in the paint area. Ball lobbed in on the arc to Allie Kern. Here's a baseline J from 16. It clangs off the rim, no good. Rebound on the play by Minster. Paige Toby jerked it off the glass as the first period closes. A good one for Minster, which is up 12-8 over Waterford after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
I am Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Schottenstein Center, The Ohio State University. The Minster Wildcats enjoy a four-point lead over Waterford 12-8 as we start action here in the second quarter. Wildcats with the ball directly in front of us. Ball lobbed, deep left corner. Handled there by Allie Fisher. On top to Ivy Wolf. Goes into the right corner to Damaris. She chucks one up from three-point land. It glances off the rim. It's traced down opposite corner by Rachel Adams of Waterford. Half minute gone, second period. Long lob out ahead to Hannah Duff. Hannah gives it up 35 feet away to Allie Kern. Kern with the ball. Deals with the teammate, Morgan Lang, who's checked in now, 5'10 senior. Retreating Duff on the arc. Bad pass, picked off by Ivy Wolf. She explodes the other way. Hack near the rim, no foul call. She scores anyway.
She did a great job of cutting her off and making her trail her so she had the advantage to the rim. That was a great play by a freshman.
Yes, Ivy created the right angle to the basket. Here's Waterford back in a jiffy. Through the lane. Acrobatic shot, good by Hannah Duff. She knifed into the paint area on the dead run while motoring through the bottom of the key. Flipped one in, didn't use the backboard. Countering Minster outside the lane to the left. Pringer sinks a 12-footer. Big jump shot by Courtney Pringer.
Well, Ivy Wolf got into the teeth of the defense that time and found Pringer for the jumper.
Fine assist by Ivy. Minster up by six, 16-10. Here's a double team in the corner against Kern. Bad pass. Good play by Minster. Wildcats on the steal. And Minster throws it out of bounds. Waterford ball beneath the Waterford hoop. 16-10. Minster by six. 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Minster substituting freely. Waterford trying to keep up. Minster with the better bench.
Looking at the stats, Waterford only has three girls that average anything that come off the bench, all of them in the two-point range. Minster has a real advantage there.
Baseline left of the basket, Haley Duff to enter for Waterford. Flips it to Megan Ball, 25 feet away. Deep left corner, Haley Duff. Here's a driving one-hander, wide right, no good. Soaring for the rebound, Courtney Pringer. Lead out to Ivy Wolf, ahead to Taylor Kogi. One-on-one, Kogi to the rim, misfired, no good. Against Megan Ball. The scrum for the leather, and it's on the deck. Janae Hoying comes out of there with it for Minster.
What an effort by Minster here in this first half.
6-point lead, Minster. Janae Hoying gets a screen from Taylor Kogi. Left corner, Fisher. Foul line, Pringer. Spin move in the paint. 7-footer. Bullseye! Courtney Pringer going to work. No answer from Waterford on Courtney. 8-point lead, the biggest, 18-10. Here's a drive of Waterford. Rachel Adams rolled it up there, in and out, no good. Rebound of a Minster. Waterford shot it quick, missed it. Here's Allie Fisher, baseline left, to Ivy Wolf on the arc. Long lob down inside, layup, yes! Great catch and shot by Kogi. Timeout, Waterford. The Wildcats of Minster have got the Wildcats of Waterford scared at the moment. 20-10, Minster, midway, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Freshman Ivy Wolf has been the assist maker, the playmaker so far for Minster. Courtney Pringer and Taylor Kogi with 14 combined. Minster up but 10, just over 5 to play in the second quarter. Waterford with the ball out high. Here's a foul line extended left jump shot buried on the play by Allie Kern.
That's a very sweet jump shot she has from there.
Here's Ivy Wolf in the left corner for Minster, which is up 8. Outside to Hoying. Janae on the bounce. Allie Kern, player of the year, will start to get going eventually for Waterford. Open Kogi, foul line, Minster. Swish! Good assist by Janae Hoying. Taylor Kogi poured one through. Right behind the charity stripe. 22-12. 10-point lead again, Minster. Waterford, forecourt to our right. On the arc, on the bounce. Dribbling hard into the right corner. New player on the floor. 5'4 senior, Kenzie Dietz. Ball thrown to the post. Fadeaway shot to Megan Ball. No good off the flange. Long rebound, though, right back to Waterford. Shot fake on the arc by Rachel Adams. Ball whipped into the left corner to Haley Duff. Duff goes to the paint area. Dishes on the play to Megan Ball. Here's a running one-hander. Yes, off the backboard.
Took a lot of body on that one, too, and still put it in the basket.
22-14. Minster in the lead. 3:56 left, second quarter. Here's Hoying on the dribble for Minster. Out back to Fisher. Tight switching man-to-man defense by Waterford. Ivy sets up the attack 30 feet away. Ball thrown high post to Kogi. She dropped it. Waterford gets a hand in there. Loose far side of the floor. Gathered, though, by Hoying of Minster. That Ivy Wolf. Look at her drive. All the way to the rack. Blocked out of bounds by Megan Ball of Waterford.
The only thing that I will say about Minster right now is some of their passing is just a little loose. They're going to have to tighten that up a little bit.
It sure is. It needs to be tightened up just a skosh. Baseline right of the basket, Jessica Falk to inbound for Minster. Pringer's in the lane, cutting toward the rim. Baseline left is Hoying. She catches, jump shoots, short on the 10-footer. It wouldn't crawl over the iron. Rebound down to Waterford. Skipping up the floor in a hurry goes Megan Ball. Stolen from behind. In off the bench, Danielle Barhorst, the 5'9 junior for Minster, swiped it. And we've got, what, a personal foul on Waterford in backcourt?
Threw it away.
Minster threw it out of bounds. Whistle blew as a drop ahead. Waterford possession, 8-point game, 22-14 Minster. 3:20 left in the second quarter. Left corner with the ball is Megan Ball for Waterford. Gets a screen. Jump shot from 16. Short. Rebound Minster. Poing's got it for the Wildcats, who are up 8. Biggest lead, 10. Poing left side to Fisher. Screen 30 feet away by Falk. Fisher back to Falk. Right side Hoing, who jacks up a 3 off the flange. Long rebound, though. Allie Fisher. She drives. Feeds Pringer in the lane. Poked away by Waterford. Loose ball scrum. Arrow favors Waterford. Again, Chuck, another example right there. That pass probably needs to be delivered to Courtney up around chest high.
Yeah, the pass was a good thought, but the pass was down around her knees, so right. When she gets down there to catch it, that takes away her 6 foot. She might as well be 5'4" when she catches the ball down around her knees.
The Minster's had leads of 20-10 and 22-12 here in the second quarter. It's 22-14 at the moment, 2:46 left until halftime. Here is Token, three-quarter court pressure by Danielle Barhorst and Allie Fisher of Minster against Waterford's Megan Ball, who carves out space in the lane. She's got room to go to the rim, rolled it off the iron, no good. Strong rebound, Ivy Wolf. It is ruled a jump, Arrow Minster.
Well, if that's Barhorst got blown by that time, she needs to be ready to play defense. Got lucky.
Yeah, Megan Ball, Allie Kern, fine three-point shooters, but they are excellent off the dribble. Super good. Ivy Wolf between the rings for Minster, which is up 8. High right to Damaris Wolf. Allie Fisher straight away. Screen left corner for Barhorst. On top to Taylor Kogi. Courtney Pringer gets a blow at the moment. She's on the bench. Right wing Fisher. Kogi in the post. There's one of those errant passes again. It's loose. Barhorst luckily finds it for Minster. Gives it up to Ivy on the arc. Going opposite right wing to Fisher, who jacks up a 3-ball. Swish! Allie Fisher, 23-footer, longest shot of the game. Minster's got its biggest advantage, 11. Here's a bad pass up the floor against pressure. Waterford threw it away. Fisher intercepts. Fisher to midcourt, behind the back on the bounce. High right to Barhorst. Right wing to Ivy Wolf. Ivy dribbling. Minute 35 to go, second quarter. Minster needs to maintain this double-digit lead at the halftime break. Wolf straight away, spin move. Goes to Fisher, on a weave to Ivy. Ivy across the middle part of the key. Circles the pass outside the arc, near wing to Fisher. Fisher on the bounce. Tries to hit the cutter, Taylor Kogi. Spoiled on the play by Waterford, which gets the loose ball. In backcourt, it's Megan Ball. Up ahead to Allie Kern.
Nice pass.
Kern drops it off to a teammate. Layup good. Haley Duff. 3-on-2 break in transition by Waterford. Live ball turnover by Minster led to the bucket. Here's a drive by Ivy Wolf down the lane. Shoveled it toward the rim. It danced off the iron. Tough break, wouldn't go. Rebound Waterford. Foul Minster in backcourt.
Minster's trying to make every pass an assist. They need to just take a little better care of the basketball.
Yep, after the early success of Pringer and Kogi, Waterford trying to make an effort to clog the lane.
Right, well, Pringer's sitting down, so that just leaves Kogi out there by herself. They got to start throwing the ball up to these two girls instead of down around their legs.
Yep. 49.4 to go till halftime. Minster in the lead, 25-16. It's been as much as 11, 10 twice. Waterford enters the ball into the half court. Just under 40 to play now in the half. Outside the arc on the left, it's Hannah Duff. Looks for Morgan Lang, 5'10 senior at the high post. Ball thrown to the right flank for a long three try. It's taken by Adams. It curled out. Long rebound batted to Kern, though. 23 seconds to go, first half. There's a shot fake by Adams. Goes to the foul line, doesn't fire. Weaves it out back to Megan Ball. Minster in the lead by 9. 11 seconds to go in the half. Driving through traffic for Waterford is Megan Ball. Great defense on the play by Minster, which stole it. 4 to play. Driving layup by Falk. Blocked by Waterford. and that will end the first half.
What a terrific defensive play that time by Kern.
Yes, a good block by Kern here. How about at the other end by Minster?
Great steal at the other end. I mean, both teams are really playing hard, that's for sure.
Yeah, it looked like two players for Minster combined on the steal of Kern, who with about 6 or 7 seconds to go was poised from 8 or 10 feet away to take one more dribble, one more step, and bank it in. But she was pinched at the right time by, I think, Danielle Barhorst and Damaris Wolf. They just yanked it right away from her. Minster could not convert at the other end, but Minster does have a comfortable 9-point cushion here at the halftime break over Waterford, 25-16. The margin has been as great as 11. It's been 10 at least twice. Excellent first two quarters for Minster. And I'm sure Watford is saying to itself, you know, we didn't play a schedule this year that included a club the quality of the Minster Wildcats.
This ain't Racine, I'll tell you that. I come from that part of the country, Racine, Federal Hawking. Not your powerhouses.
Nope. So many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Also, gratitude to Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And don't forget, the Beat the Tax Man sale is underway right now at Goffney. One element of this fantastic sale is 5 years, no interest financing, 60 equal monthly payments at Goffney. Take advantage. And also, you'll benefit from the new Support Report Sleep Test System, which maps out your body's pressure points and fits you to the right mattress. That's at Goffney Furniture, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Route 47 west of I-75, Goffney, for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Take advantage of coupons and more savings at the Goffney Furniture website, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
I need a mattress. If I go in there and tell them I heard that on Scores Broadcasting, I get a deal. Because I do need a mattress.
Nice lead for Minster, 25-16. Wildcats have clearly outplayed the opposing Wildcats from Waterford, which came into the game 26-1 and top-ranked in the state of Ohio in girls Division IV. Minster's had the better of it so far. In fact, the Wildcats look very fresh, except for some errant passes through clusters of players in the paint. Minster's performed very well. And Waterford spent the large part of that second quarter clogging up the lane. Minster still tried to feed the ball through there, couldn't get it done. Minster has had a few pell-mell driving layups, trying to whip Waterford down the floor, which haven't gone in simply because Minster's been going too hastily toward the basket. And Waterford's a little bit fortunate that the deficit it's facing is only 9. Minster could be up by 13 or 15. Minster has outplayed Waterford by that much through the first two periods. Chuck is along in a moment to take a look at scoring, and we'll see what kind of a job Minster has done defensively on Allie Kern and Megan Ball, the two All-State performers for Waterford. They've been held in reasonably good check in the first two periods. Our halftime report is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. We're about 6 minutes away from the start of the third quarter in this girls' Division IV state semifinal. The team victorious meets Ottoville at 10:45 on Saturday morning in the D4 state title game. If Minster wins this contest, we'll be on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com on Saturday morning at 10:30.
Battling the ice storm that we're supposed to get Saturday morning.
Yeah, Friday night, Saturday morning weather picture doesn't look real bright.
But we're coming anyway.
Yes, indeed.
We don't care. We're not afraid.
Halftime report, Chuck.
Okay, looking at the shooting first, we'll do team stats. Minster, 10 of 20 from the floor, 50%, 2 of 5 shooting threes, 40%, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 75%. Waterford, only 6 of 18 from the floor, 33%. Took 2 threes, made 1, 3 free throw, 4 three, 4 free throws, made 3. 14 to 8 rebounding advantage for Minster. 4-2 on the offensive boards. Both teams turned the ball over 10 times in the first half. That's a lot. 12-8 in the paint for Minster Wildcats. They've given up 8 points off of turnovers compared to 2. They take that away, they've got a pretty comfortable lead at halftime. Individual scoring for Waterford, they were led by Allie Kern with 8. They got 4 each from Haley Duff and Megan Ball. That's the only 3 young ladies that have scored for Waterford. Allie Kern was 2 of 4. They held her to only 2 or 4 shots in the first half. That's very good. Megan Ball, again, only 4 shots. They'll take that in the second half. Outstanding.
Yep.
Individually for Minster, they were led by Kogi and Pringer with 8 each. And then they got 3 from Fisher, 3 from Ivy Wolf, 3 from Jessica Falk. Kogi was, let me find her on here. Kogi was 4 of 6 from the floor. Pringer made all 3 of her shots. That's a recipe to win this basketball game if they can keep it up, cut the turnovers down, keep up the way they're running their offense. And they had 6 assists in the first half, but they got to calm down because they're trying to throw every pass as an assist. They need to be a little more cognizant of where they're throwing their passes in the second half.
Mm-hmm, no question. Minster, 10 of 20, and of those 10 misses, Chuck, I'd say 4 were driving layups, going pell-mell, defender nipping at the heels of the Minster player. Wildcats couldn't finish those. One or two of those made, and this thing is maybe out of control by now. The defense by Minster has been great. Waterford's been dribbling the ball around on the arc. That's where Waterford spent most of the first half, unable to penetrate 15, 18 feet from the basket. Minster has just thrown a web over this Waterford offense and is limiting shots taken by Waterford, closing down quickly on both Ball and Kern.
They're doing an outstanding job defensively. And you're talking about that, Kogi, her 2 misses were left-handed driving layups to the basket. And 2 of Ivy Wolf's misses were left-handed driving shots to the basket. So that's aggressive. You don't mind seeing it, but knock a couple of those in. Let's go ahead and come back here Saturday morning and watch Minster play for a state championship.
Superb first half turned in by Minster, which is up 25-16 over Waterford at the break. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports in the upper Miami Valley. Waterford Wildcats very tardy returning to the floor before the start of the third quarter. And you can bet the Waterford head coach, Mr. Close, was not pleased. Jerry has done an outstanding job in his tenure here at Waterford, 13 years with the program, four straight trips to the Final Four. Waterford rarely on the short end of a score, as I mentioned earlier, Chuck, only down twice in the first quarter all season long, and now behind by nine, once trailing by 11 in the second, behind by nine as we start the third. DeMinster, Waterford coming in, number one team in the state, mark of 26-1 on the year, 26 straight victories, but so far being taught a lesson by the Minster Wildcats.
Well, I'll tell you, they are not used to this. They get the ball to start the third quarter. We talk about this all the time. About the first 3 or 4 minutes here, clock time of the third quarter is going to tell whether it's going to be a game to the buzzer or if Minster has the ability to pull away in this thing.
Yeah, we'll see who prevails first several minutes, second half. The excellent team defense of Minster, or will All-State performer Allie Kern, backed up by Dynamite teammate Megan Ball, rally this Waterford team? Minster did a fantastic job first two quarters, limiting the shots taken by both Kern and Ball. Waterford possession. We start the second half of this game. And Megan Ball's got it 25 feet away. On her, Ivy Wolf. Coming out to catch, straight on is Kern. Kern back to Ball at the elbow in the left. Here's a shot fake on the arc by Haley Duff. In the right corner, it's Adams. She cannot control it. It's out of bounds to Minster. Plenty of turnovers in this contest.
Well, they're doing a good job. Waterford is getting the corner turned, and they're always running into Pringer,
yep,
or they're running into Kogi.
Oh, yeah. This Minster coaching staff, led by Mike Wiss, has got Waterford figured out. Here's a baseline drive to Kogi. Shot blocked. She got it back. Fed to Pringer in the lane.
Terrible
she
call.
She pulled toward the basket and ran over a Waterford defender.
Absolutely terrible call. First time I've said that today, but that was a terrible call.
Yeah, it looked like the Waterford defender might have jumped in place.
She bumped in, she flopped, and Kobe Bryant made the call.
Here comes Waterford in backcourt, down by nine, 40 seconds into the third period. 30 feet out, it's Kern. Kern to Haley Duff. Haley Duff on the bounce. Looks outside the arc on the right to Morgan Lang. Right flank, Kern's got it. Into the head of the key, little pick and roll with Ball. Knocked away by Minster. Wildcats fried it loose. We've got a ball knotted up in the paint area. Arrow, Minster. Well, yet another turnover by the Waterford Wildcats.
Well, they're turning them over, and unfortunately Minster's turning it over. So whichever team can cut these out better here in the second half has got a good shot at winning this.
Here comes Ivy Wolf down the floor, drives into the corner, and circles back out, goes to Allie Fisher, outside the arc on the left to Damaris. High post Taylor, left wing Pringer. She's open, darts to the basket, high off the glass, missed it, no good. Megan Ball with a rebound. Long outlet pass down the floor to Kern. Kern dropped it on the baseline. Who touched it last, Minster or Waterford?
Minster again.
A black shirt got a piece of it at the end.
If you go to the monitor, it was touched again by Kern at the end.
I think it was. Baseline left, Haley Duff inbounds for Waterford, which might have been fortuitous on that call. Straight on, it's Rachel Adams. Adams straight away picked up by Damaris Wolf. Outside the arc on the right, Allie Kern, who cannot get space. She's at the foul line. 17-footer, hit the rim twice. No. Rebound Pringer. Angle pass, cross court to Fisher. Oh, what a feed to Kogi. Shot fake, layup. Good! Beautiful play by Taylor Kogi. She's sparkling here today for Minster.
That's a great look by Allie Fisher to get her the basketball, too.
11-point game again. Fisher on the intercept. Allie Fisher right in front of us. Stole it. Had a toe on the strike, however. And I tell you what, Chuck, Minster has not worn out Waterford yet, but they are wearing them out.
I agree with that.
Deep in the left corner with the ball, it's Allie Kern for Waterford. Airmail cross court to Rachel Adams. Adams against Damaris Wolf. Out back to Hannah Duff. Near wing, it goes to Haley Duff. She tries to penetrate, can't. Dishes baseline left to Ball. Ball drives on Ivy Wolf. Two-shot foul coming up.
I think it's going to be out of bounds. She was passing the ball. How's that a shot? Man, he's 0 for 3 here in the second half.
Megan Ball gets 2 here for Waterford. Minster crowd not pleased with the official's choice. And Megan Ball's a special free throw shooter, 79% on the year. 3 bounces in the air, got it. 27-17, Minster by 10. Taylor Kogi out. Jessica Falk back in for Minster, which has Damaris Wolf, Ivy Wolf, Allie Fisher, Pringer, and Falk.
If this guy gets the next one right, he's still only at 25% for the half.
Well, Megan Ball drains both free throws. Minster's lead, 9 again, 27-18. Here's Falk in backcourt. Waterford putting on the heat a little more intensely. Dribbling Ivy Wolf up the floor. Long pass to Maris. It's off her fingertips.
Again, slow down.
Now that play simply is not there. Even if Damaris catches it, she's probably running out of real estate below the backboard. Pressure by Minster. Inbounded to Megan Ball. Megan at the timeline. Left side pass to Haley Duff. 9-point game. Waterford with a possession to cut it to 6 or 7. On the dribble, Hannah Duff. Far right wing, Adams. Bounce pass to the go-to gal, Megan Ball. Near side to Kern, who jacks up a 3. Well, I can tell from here it's off to the right. Good rebound, though, on the inside. Yanked down by Haley Duff. Haley feeds Hannah. Her elbow jumper. No, but she's whacked on the elbow. Couple of free throws here for Waterford. Waterford at the free throw line so far, Chuck, has shot it pretty well.
Well, they are 5 for 6.
Couple of charity throws here for Waterford's Hannah Duff, who drains the first. And Waterford, with 3 straight foul shots, has crept back within 8. This could make it a 7-point game. Second shot, Duff. A lot of rim. It came off. Almost a foul over the back of Megan Ball. Minster snared the board. Good play by Falk. Up the floor to Ivy Wolf to Fisher, who stops and pops from 15. Clangs it off the rim, no good. Rebound traced down right corner by Kern. Waterford's got it down by 8. Chest pass right corner to Rachel Adams. Adams with a good shot fake. Drives to the rim. Banks it in. Rachel Adams. Good maneuver by her. Waterford within 6. 27-21. Timeout, Minster. 4:40 left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
A little mini run by Waterford to 5-2 to start play here in the third quarter and shave a 9-point halftime deficit to Minster. Down to 6 at 27-21. Head coach Mike Wiss called a timeout after the field goal by Rachel Adams of Waterford. Far side of the floor, Falk to inbounds for Minster. Goes to Ivy Wolf, now to Janae Hoying, 30 feet away. Janae gives it to Falk, back to Janae. Left side, Ivy, lobbing into the post area to Pringer. It goes opposite right wing to Damaris. Back into Pringer, 12 feet out. Opposite to Ivy Wolf, who tries to sling in a 3 ball. It hit the heel. Long rebound, Pringer, and she's thrown to the floor and fouled.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm liking about these Waterford girls. Every time a Minster girl goes to the floor, they're helping them up. You know, you like to see that kind of sportsmanship.
Yep, the sportsmanship displayed in this game has been superb. A lot of hustle, number of scrums, numerous jumps, but each team helping each other up. Here is Minster with the ball at midcourt. It's Ivy Wolf on a weave. It goes to Damaris. Minster way out high now near the timeline. Here's Janae Hoying, 35 feet from the rim. Goes to Ivy. Ivy head of the key, foul line, running one-hander, got it. What a play for the freshman.
They're jumping that switch, and that's what we keep pushing it farther and farther out. They got to turn the corner on that, and that's what they got. Wolf making a heck of a shot.
Immediate turnover by Waterford after the Ivy Wolf field goal. Ivy tossed in a teardrop while motoring from the top of the circle to a point below the foul line. It was a dandy. Ball inbounded to Pringer. Knocked out of bounds by Waterford. No. Touch last by Pringer. Another turnover. 3:53 to go, third quarter. 29-21, Minster by 8. Morgan Lang checks in for Waterford to give the Waterford Wildcats some additional height. Morgan, a 5'10 senior. Here is Waterford in backcourt. The duo of Ball and Kern bring it up. Ball being pressured by Ivy Wolf. That's over and back. Oh, it looked like it was not called. Ball fumbled by Kern 35 feet away. She retains possession. Ivy reaches in, stabs it out of bounds.
Lucky they didn't get a call there because that was a reach-in slap.
Yep, that could have been a foul on Ivy Wolf for sure. Tell you what, the guard play by Minster defensively has been super because Waterford's Megan Ball just simply is not comfortable. She's being checked by the smaller Ivy Wolf, who now comes out. Jessica Falk will guard Ball. Minster has really hampered Ball throughout this game. Here's Rachel Adams at midcourt for Waterford, which is behind by 8. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Left side pass to Allie Kern. Fakes right, goes left around Kogi to the rack. Up strong. Good.
Woo. That's impressive.
What a play. Allie Kern looked like the player of the year in Ohio on that move.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. She's a heck of a basketball player.
29-23. Waterford doubles up on Kogi and yanks it free. A steal by Waterford in Minster's half court. Here's a long pass down the floor. Long three ball by Kern. It rimmed out. Loose ball rebound below the rim. Minster dives for it. Knocked out by Kern, who came in to try to pull it away from Falk. It will be Minster possession. That was a three try, but Waterford, had it gone in, we would have had a three-point game. Fisher in backcourt for Minster. 2:55 left. Waterford has turned up the intensity. Midcourt, it's Falk. Falk on the bounce, down the right side of the lane for Minster. Here comes the double team immediately. On top to Hoing for three. In and out, tough break. Rebound pulled down by Emily Kern of Waterford. Emily down the floor, left side to Allie, high dribble. She's doubled, hemmed in, flips it away to Emily. Emily through the paint area, delivers low on the left to Lang, off her fingertips, steal on the play by Minster, and then Waterford slaps it out.
Wow, they're scared me. I mean, that was an assist pass down the baseline that time. You cannot just throw it hoping it gets to your player.
Minster Wildcats at every chance, Chuck, are doubling up on Kern and Ball. When they get the ball 20, 25 feet away, Minster making it hard for either one of those two young ladies to make a good, clean pass somewhere else on the floor. Long throw, Minster down the floor on the left. A second pass into a cutter through the paint area. It's Kendra Thien. She's bodied and fouled. Well, that time, Waterford pressured 70 feet from the basket. Minster threw over top and got a two-shot foul situation here for Kendra Thien, 5'9 senior, in off the bench. We're stuck at 29-23 Minster, 2:18 left, third quarter. Big free throws here for Kendra. Shots away, good.
It's a crossroad point because 6 points, if it gets down to 5 or 4, now they're getting real excited. If they can push it back out to 10 or 12, now they've kind of taken them out of the game, so it is really a critical time right now.
Minster trying to stem the tide right here and slow down this furious comeback attempt from Waterford. 30-23, Minster, 2:18 left, third quarter. Second free throw, Kendra Thien. She eyes the basket, it's in the air. Yes, again. Minster back up by 8. Halftime spread was 9. Down the right side of the floor for Waterford, it is Rachel Adams. Hands off 30 feet away to Kern. Kern carves out space in the lane. Awkward bank shot over the top of Pringer. No good. Great rebound. Baseline left by Ivy Wolf. She saved it. Sprints down the floor. Poked away from behind. Trailing was Ball. I tell you what, the last trip down for Waterford, Kern got the ball below the foul stripe. That's where she scores points and points and more points. And Minster made the shot mighty tough.
Everything is contested, and that's how they're going to be able to win the basketball game.
Here's Damaris Wolf inbounding low on the left. Hits a teammate underneath the rim, driving Ivy Wolf. Shot it off the backboard. Long rebound knocked out to Pringer. Now Damaris, a minute 50 left, third quarter. Cross court to Ivy. Baseline drive. Look at her go to work. Her runner. Good! Ivy Wolf, two more. The freshman coming up big. Looking like a seasoned junior here at the state tournament. 33-23. Minster of a 10. Long cross-court pass by Waterford. Fumbled. And Waterford gets it back. On the arc, it's Rachel Adams. Near side throw. Goes to Allie Kern, who jumps and shoots a long three-pointer, way short. Rebound on the deck. Minster's got it. Ivy Wolf at a torrid pace comes storming down the floor, held 35 feet away by Megan Ball, and that was a tired frustration foul.
Absolutely. She was got back a little bit, but she started to lose it. I think that was her third foul.
Again, Minster has not worn out Waterford yet. But the Wildcats' depth, slowly but surely, is wearing them out.
They used to put individual stuff up there telling you fouls and that. They don't do that anymore. They just give you team stats up on the boards.
We are down to 71 seconds to go in the third quarter. Minster's lead is 10. Big possession here to push it to 12 or 13. Ivy Wolf, 30 feet away, on the bounce for Minster. Being guarded by Rachel Adams. Ivy into the left corner. She controls it. She's double-teamed. Hemmed in the baseline. Out back to the three-point shooter, Damaris. Good! A three-pointer! What an assist by Ivy to Damaris. 13-point game. Minster deflection midcourt. Waterford gets it back. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Dribbling up the left side, Hannah Duff. In the corner, Allie Kern. Bounce pass on top. Hannah again. All over her, Janae Hoyne. Hannah's got the ball. Nearly a five-second call. Got rid of it to Morgan Lang. Near side pass, Haley Duff, who dropped it, kicked it, rolling, out of bounds, Minster possession.
I think what Coach Wiss talked about is coming to fruition now. That's a tired basketball team, and that is what they're doing, just running people in and out and making them run and run and run. He can live with these turnovers they're making as long as they are wearing this team out, and that's what they're doing.
Waterford sporting a win streak of 26 in a row, averaging 60 points a game, has won games through the first four outings of the tournament by nearly a 40-point margin, being limited to 23 here today, down 13 to Minster. Final 15 seconds, third quarter. Boy, this would put a capper on it. Minster playing for one. Damaris out top to Janae. Three ball in the air. It is off to the right, no good. Strong rebound. Volleyballed around. Laid up by Minster, no good. Rebound Waterford. 2-1. Pass down the floor. There's the horn. End of the third period. Minster crowd up in unison. The orange and black throng from Minster and Auglaize County standing strong across the way. The Wildcats are up 13 over Waterford. Splendid last 4 minutes to the third quarter by Minster. 36-23. Minster over Waterford on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
After a 7-2 run by Waterford to start the third quarter, Minster closed with a 9-2 run, and the lead has swollen to 13, 36-23. Here is a loose ball at midcourt, stolen as we start the fourth quarter, taken away by Minster. Yank free from Allie Kern. Wildcats have the ball in the arc, leading by 13, 36-23. Here's Damaris Wolf, straight away, gives the teammate Janae Hoing, out back to Ivy. Ivy veers left, goes to Janae, 30 feet away. Bounce pass to Kogi. Kogi to Ivy, left corner, three ball, up and in! A triple! Janae Hoing let it fly. Janae Hoing, was that ruled a deuce?
They said she was on touching the arc.
I was looking through a cluster of players. Ivy had given it up to Janae. She was straddling the arc. That's a big bucket. It's a 15-point game. Here's a dribble drive by Adams through the paint for Waterford. Blocked on the play by Kogi. Minster's got Waterford in serious trouble. 7 minutes left in the fourth. Minster by 15. Of the last 13 points, Minster has tallied 11. And Waterford is reeling. Here's a right side pass to Damaris. Into the paint area to Kogi. Running one-hander off balance. Missed it off the back iron. Rebound punched up in the air by Waterford, which comes away with it. Here's Allie Kern. Down the floor to Megan Ball, 25 feet away. Cross court, rifle to Adams. Near side pass, Haley Duff. He darts through the lane. On a weave to Kearns. And once again, as Kern curled on the elbow left side, two Minster players waiting on her, one of whom a bit too aggressive. Foul, Minster. Boy, the defensive plan by Minster has been sensational.
Yeah, they have quite the brain trust over there on that bench. So they were prepared. That's only the fourth team foul on Minster, and Waterford's only committed three of them.
Here's Kern inbounding out back. Then she gets it back in the left corner. Thought about shooting the three over Taylor Kogi, who had a hand right up her nostrils. Ball thrown to the post. It is Haley Duff in the paint area. Flips it back out to Adams, who darts into the bottom of the key. A lot of contact. Players are spilled to the floor. Defensive foul on Minster. And Rachel Adams has got two. She was whacked in the act of shooting. We're down to 6:13 to go in the fourth. Minster ahead, 38-23. Wildcats need a strong next couple of minutes. Waterford's free throw shooting has enabled them to stay within distant striking range.
7-9 right now.
Here comes Jessica Falk on the floor now for Minster for Damaris Wolf.
Paige Toby checked in too.
Boy, guards Janae Hoing and Ivy Wolf have been splendid here in the second half after Courtney Pringer and Taylor Kogi were superb in the first.
That's just an excellent basketball team.
Second free throw, lotter rim by Adams, but it rolled down through the ropes. She connected twice, 38-25 in favor of Minster. Under six to play in the fourth quarter. Here's Falk, 30 feet away, pinched by two players, foul against Waterford.
Nice patience that time. The freshman had the ball, and she made sure that the defense split a little bit, got the ball to the senior, Fisher, and she made a nice pass up the court.
This was a 27-21 game. Waterford had closed within six beyond the midway point of the third quarter. But since then, 11-4 Minster in the post area. It is Toby who's on the floor now. Goes baseline right to Hoing. Out opposite to Fisher. Long triple. Hit the back brace. Rebound juggled by Waterford. Then retained by Kern. In backcourt it goes to Ball. Ahead to Kern. Jump shot. Baseline right. Adams short. No good. Rebound Minster tied up. And it's Minster possession. 5:33 left here in the fourth. Minster's biggest lead, 15, a bucket ago at 38-23. Then followed two free throws for Waterford
thus the 13-point separation. In backcourt, Hoying having difficulty. Waterford's got three players on her. It's fed over the timeline to Falk. Down the left side to Pringer. Pringer barges toward the basket. Hits with the left hand. Courtney Pringer, strong move.
I'm going to give that to the freshman Hoying. What a great job of breaking the press that time.
Yep, Janae Hoying has darted up and down the floor relentlessly. Waterford can't keep up with her. Here's Rachel Adams, a runner, six-footer, baseline right, strong, contact Minster. Rachel Adams to the stripe for Waterford, which is down to 15 with 5:01 left in the fourth. With
5:01 left in the fourth. They've got to keep playing.
Yes.
There's still question. They need to keep scoring.
Waterford will continue to force the issue, try to push the ball into the paint area, and draw fouls and shoot free throws. The first of two up and in by Rachel Adams. 40-26 after the make by Adams. Second free throw in the air. Way short. Rebound poked. Outside the circle. There's Ivy Wolf. Johnny on the spot. She's got it for Minster. Look at her shake. Kern, 30 feet from the rim. Gives it to Damaris. Right corner, Ivy. Cross court, Fisher. Minster in no hurry. No reason to chuck up threes at this point in time. Spread the floor. Waterford's got to chase. Left side pass, Fisher back to Ivy near the Ohio State logo at center court. Near side throw to Damaris. Down in the right corner to Pringer. Pringer goes opposite to Fisher. Back out on top to Ivy. Waterford trying to keep up. The Waterford Wildcats are pursuing the Minster Wildcats all over the floor. But Minster's got the upper hand. We near the four-minute mark, fourth quarter, 40-26 Minster. Here's Pringer, 30 feet away. Cross court to Ivy Wolf. Waterford sooner or later has got the foul. They've committed four. They must commit three more to force the 1-1. And here is Kern at side court getting a fingertip on the ball out of bounds. Right in front of Ivy Wolf. Minster will throw in once more. And Waterford gets a timeout. 4:03 left in the game. Minster 40, Waterford 26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, the Schottenstein Center, the Ohio State University. Minster Wildcats are out in front by 14. It's been as much as 15. Just over four to play in the fourth quarter. Minster 40, Waterford 26. Halftime differential was 9. Third quarter spread was 13. It's now 14. Waterford got it to 6 once beyond the middle of the third quarter of play. Here's Minster attacking in the half court. Ball thrown high post to Toby. Dropped on the play by Minster. It's loose. Waterford reels it in. Minster dives on a player's leg, and now Waterford's got the 1-1.
You do not want them scoring points with the clock stopped in the first place. And secondly, you knew they were going to come out with something different. They were trapping out of that instead of chasing. You need to be prepared for that.
Toby and Pringer on the front line now for Minster. Also in Damaris Wolf, Ivy Wolf, and Allie Fisher. 1-1 situation for Waterford. Haley Duff at the stripe, and she zeroes in. 13-point game, 40-27. Toby out, Pringer back on the floor for Minster. Second shot here for Waterford. It's on the way, and it's also on target. Haley Duff drops in a pair. Waterford shot fouls very well. Minster's lead is 12-40-28. Up the floor, Damaris Wolf. Now to Ivy, 30 feet away. Ivy skips into the top of the circle and branches out. Loops it back left side to Damaris. They play pitch and catch. Waterford's got a chase. Here's a double team. Ivy splits it. Goes left side to Damaris. Back to Ivy near the timeline. She's cornered to Damaris. Head of the key, Pringer. It's out of trouble. Triangular passing game going on to Minster. Heads up play by Waterford. Wow. This is jumping in. Hannah Duff got mitts around the leather. Well, Allie Fisher might have been looking away momentarily. It's a tie-up. Arrow favors Waterford. Big sequence here. 3:20 left in the fourth quarter.
Too much time to try to not take another shot in the game.
Yep. Eventually, you've got to make a forward move toward the basket and attack. Here is Waterford, baseline right. Spin shot, eight-footer. Kern blocked on the play by Minster. Pringer was there. That was a swan dive move by Kern. Didn't have much of a chance. Here's Pringer down the floor, 2-on-2. Bounce pass for Falk, way off the mark. Out of bounds. 2:57 left in the fourth. Minster leaving the door ajar just a crack.
I mean, it's 12, a basket here, and it's down. A three gets it under double figures.
Here's Haley Duff, forecourt left for Waterford. Picked up by Pringer, top of the key. Right side pass, Rachel Adams. Here's Kern, here's Ball, left corner. Starts to drive, good defense by Minster. Fine double team. Oh, a double block. Ivy Wolf and Courtney Pringer tied up. Megan Ball, she was stymied big time.
Yeah.
Great call by the referee, who ultimately had no choice, Chuck, but to signal jump. Well, Minster Arrow.
They call Ivy Wolf a 5'8 freshman. I think she's closer to a 5'6 freshman. That was a great block by an all-state basketball player.
Well, Minster with timely double teams all afternoon long against Kern and Ball. Here's a long pass down the floor to Pringer. Seven-footer in the lane, off the mark. Rebound poked away out of bounds off of Waterford. Might have been touched by Minster, I don't know. But it will be Minster possession with 2:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster still up 12-40-28.
That was could have easily been called an over-the-back also. That would have sent them back to the free throw line.
I'd agree. Here's Falk, hand off side court to Ivy Wolf. And it's dug off the floor out of bounds by Rachel Adams of Waterford. Minster is trying to protect the lead of a dozen, and the Wildcats have not attacked the basket very often at all in the last 2.5 minutes or so. Here's Wolf in backcourt, loops it up the right side to Janae Hoing. Hoing is crowded, has got to find a teammate, goes to Ivy. Now it's out of trouble to Damaris. 2:10 to go in the game. 40-28 Minster. Pitch and catch, 35 feet out. Right side Ivy, cross court Damaris. Damaris still dribbling. Goes to Ivy at the Ohio State logo. Back to Damaris. Ball thrown low on the right to Pringer. Forces one up. She's hammered, and she'll get two. Finally, Minster found the opening. It was Courtney Pringer on the block, low right side. She was drilled. A couple free throws here to extend it to 14. That was foul four on Ball.
That's only the 15 foul. They still got another one to give before they can put them to the 1-1.
Two shots for Pringer, who flexes the knees and missed it off the heel. Minute 54 to go. Minster 40, Waterford 28.
This is a big one because it puts it out to 13, so a three can only cut it to 10.
Courtney again spins the ball in her palms, eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Yes, sir. 41-28, Minster by 13. Looked like a shove off in backcourt against Waterford, not called. Rachel Adams might have gotten away with an offensive foul. And then Minster manages to check that ball at midcourt and bat it into the scorer's table. Waterford throws it again. Dribbling down the left side is Adams. She lost it momentarily, got it back. Fed Kern in the left corner, and she swishes a long triple. Waterford finally, first time in several minutes, something to cheer about. A triple by Kern, the player of the year in girls division 4. Minster up 10, 1:38 to go in the fourth on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
And once more, a big thank you to Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Certified athletic trainers on staff, outstanding orthopedic care, a continuum of care with Wilson Health's physical therapy and occupational therapy, continuing ed certification classes for coaches, and impact immediate post-concussion assessment and cognitive testing, plus over 80 years of trusted care to our community of Sydney and Shelby County in West Central Ohio. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, caring without limits. Well, two quick fouls by Waterford, sending finally Minster to the foul stripe. It's Ivy Wolf with the 1-and-1. A minute 35 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster in the lead by 10. These are huge right here. Ivy's got the first one. She has the second one upcoming. She earned number two by knocking down the initial shot.
Boy, I think I was more nervous than she was.
Ivy again off the back brace. Boy, she's had a terrific game. Loose ball rebound dropped by Waterford. Picked up on the play by Emily Kern. Quickly down the floor to Adams in the right corner. She starts to drive. Goes out high to Hannah Duff. 11-point game. Here's a three ball. Emily Kern way overshoots it. All glass. Rebound Minster, cherry-picking Pringer to the rim, other way. Yes! Minster explodes to a huge lead of 13. 1 minute to go in the fourth. Driving down the lane, it's Kern for Waterford. Stripped on the play by Minster. Three-on-two break. Wolf in the paint area, thought better of it. Rolled it out to Pringer on the arc.
What a heads-up play by the freshman. She could have forced one up there, but she brought it back because the clock is more important than two more points.
Ivy Wolf has performed in this game like a seasoned junior. She was better and better as the season went on. Outstanding talent. Never did really look like a freshman all year long. And she has displayed great experience in this contest today. A lot of smart decisions. Pringer at the free throw line for Minster, 1-and-1. It's no good. Hit the heel. Rebound Waterford, which is down 44-31. 48 seconds to go. Minster, Ottoville, girls D4 state championship on Saturday morning at 10:45. We've got the game for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. An errant shot by Waterford, high off the top of the backboard. Rebound Minster, foul Waterford. And that is number 9 on the Waterford Wildcats. Wholesale changes upcoming. Minster's got this one salted away, 44-31 with 41 ticks to go, Chuck.
I'll tell you what, they played against a seasoned team, and they just took it to them. Their game plan was what Coach Wiss talked about before the game, and they did it to perfection.
And Chuck, we hit the nail on the head in the pregame. Strength of schedule, quality of opponents, no comparison. And all of that tested Minster, which was a hardened club, very seasoned, against good competition coming into this game today. And it paid off.
We felt like there was absolutely, we're not going to have an answer for Pringer or Kogi in the game, and they did not. But I'll tell you, that young lady that just came out, Allie Kern, she's a heck of a basketball player.
Yep, sure is. Player of the year, State of Ohio, Girls Division 4. Janae Hoing was fouled by Waterford. And Janae Hoing, another freshman, calmly sinks two free throws. This Minster team was recreated, reinvented of sorts, certainly reinvigorated after the double loss week to Versailles and Anna. The Minster Wildcats have come on mighty strong. Here's a three-pointer right corner by Adams of Waterford, way short of the mark. Rebound, Danielle Barhorst of Minster. Up the floor, it is picked off by Waterford with 20 seconds to go. Minster up 15. Dribble drive, right corner, open player Emily Kern. Jump shot, 18-footer around and out. Rebound down to Minster. Minster's got the ball in backcourt. Carly Richard is in. 5'7", junior. She's got the ball 30 feet away. Hands it to Danielle Barhorst. We're down to one. We're at the buzzer. It's over. Minster, Ottoville. State championship Saturday morning at 10:45. The Minster Wildcats, from start to finish, whipped Waterford here today, 46-31. Chuck, I think the only time Waterford led was 1-0 in the opening seconds.
I'm going to take a look because I don't think they led. They did not lead in the first half.
Maybe they were not up 1-0.
No, it was Minster led 14 minutes in the first half. It was tied for 144. Waterford didn't have a lead in the game.
And then it was Minster that dropped in the first free throw and led 1-0. Waterford never had the lead. Was it ever tied? Did you just say that, Chuck?
I mean, look, I don't think. I think it was tied for a minute 44 in the first half.
Yep.
And after that, Minster just dominated them.
Yeah, that would have been in the first period of play. Tied, I know, briefly at 4-4. Minster spurted then to 7-4 and won this thing going away. The 15-46-31. Head coach Mike Wiss of Minster, head coach Jerry Close of Waterford, chatting at midcourt about this state tournament experience. First trip back here for Minster since 2010. Waterford denied a state title. Waterford four trips to the state Final Four in the last 4 years, four for four, but only one state championship, and denied an opportunity here today to play in the state title game by Minster, which was on its game. Probably one of the couple best games performed by Minster all year long. Head coach Mike Wiss of Minster said in our pregame conversation, we're playing our best at the right time, and he was spot on.
Absolutely. I mean, they did exactly what they had to do. You set out with a game plan, and then if your kids execute it, you think you look like the brightest guy in the world. And I'll tell you, that's what he looks like right now, because everything he said in that five-minute interview is what came to fruition in the game.
Ottoville 44-28 over Buckeye Central. Minster 46-31 over Waterford. Waterford had won 26 straight, had trailed only a couple times all year long in the first quarter of games, was beaten once in the opener by Parkersburg, West Virginia, 56-52. The 26-game win streak for number one-ranked Waterford is halted here by Minster, which thoroughly outplayed Waterford from start to finish. No questions asked.
No, I'll tell you, you look at a couple of things here, and it's been obvious. 32-17 rebounding advantage by Minster.
Wow.
9-3 on the offensive boards. Minster shot 44% from the floor. Waterford was 9 of 33 and 2 of 9 from behind the arcs. They shot 27% and 22%. 20-12 advantage for Minster in the paint, 9-0 off the bench.
Now Waterford, a 44.5% shooting team all year, twos and threes combined, and held to what, just over 25%?
27%, 22. They were 30-something behind the arc, 22%. So it was all Minster. Minster led for 30 minutes and 16 seconds of the 32 of the game.
Probably the most significant stretch of time in that second half came with 3-something to play in the third quarter. Waterford had closed within 27-21. Then a nice spurt by Minster, enabling the Wildcats to close out that third period. An important stretch in the game. In the last 3 minutes plus, Minster outpointed Waterford 9-2 to finish off the third quarter. And Waterford got it to 9 once, maybe briefly in the fourth.
They got it to 10.
Got it? Yeah.
Yeah, because we talked about making that free throw that would make it 13, and then they did come down, and Kern hit a three that cut it to 41-31.
Yeah.
But then that was all she wrote.
Yeah, Minster led 40-25 with 5:12 to go. And over the last 5 minutes, it was 12-point split right down the middle, 6-6.
Hey,
final difference, 15.
If you got that lead, I'll split. I lead by that 15 points. I'm going to go ahead and give you 6, and if I get 6 to end the game.
Chuck, it's going to be real difficult to determine stars of the game. I know one's got to be Ivy Wolf for sure.
Well, Ivy Wolf and Courtney Pringer. Yeah. I mean, those are my two. Taylor Kogi was outstanding. Allie Fisher only scored 3 points, but I'll tell you what, she handled the basketball well.
Oh, yeah.
Turnovers, they had a little too many turnovers, but that was because they were playing at a pell-mell pace. But Damaris Wolf had a terrific game. She handled the ball. Janae Hoeing, I mean, we could bankrupt Clancy's if we wanted to. But I'm going to go with Courtney Pringer, 13 points. She also had 5 rebounds. And then Ivy Wolf, who had 8 points. She had 5 assists.
Whew.
So there's your two Clancy's players of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Marvelous careers turned in at Waterford by Megan Ball and Allie Kern, two All-State Division IV performers. Fantastic series of seasons for those two young ladies here at Waterford. And Waterford started 4 seniors in this game here today. It was an experienced group. But no pun intended, a watered-down schedule compared to Minster's. It paid dividends for Minster from the Midwest Athletic Conference, which played a much more stringent schedule in the conference and outside the league all year long. That was the difference in the game. Minster was clearly the better-prepared team.
Yeah, they wore them out.
Yep.
They wore their legs out. You know, early it was a little frustrating to watch some of the passes they threw, but it was taking its toll on the Waterford girls.
Yeah.
And in the fourth quarter, they didn't have the legs to make the bounce to come back.
Uh-uh. So Waterford finishes at 26-2. Minster's season is extended for one more game on Saturday morning. Minster now 25-3 after this resounding triumph over Waterford here today, 46-31. In our earlier game here at the Schottenstein Center, the other girls' Division IV state semifinal, Ottoville triumphant 44-28 over Buckeye Central. It's a rematch on Saturday morning. Minster and Ottoville, they played in the regular season at Minster, and Courtney Pringer with a great finish of that game, 4 big buckets down the stretch, enabling Minster to pull that out of the fire, 55-54. Minster, Ottoville, tangle again Saturday.